Blog Talk
Two angels
Radio.
Arrived at... Hello. Welcome to the show, y'all. This is Father Tim. We're going to be talking about homosexuality today. So sin. Okay. I'm going to start with Genesis 19. Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. Two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city when he saw them. Got up to meet them and bowed with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go your own way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square. But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came with you tonight? Bring them out here so that we may have sex with them. Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, no, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you. And you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. Get out of my way, they replied. This fellow came here as a foreigner. Now he wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them. They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so that they could not find the door. Two men said to Lot, do you have anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-law to marry his daughters. He said, hurry and get out of this place because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished. Now, when he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. As they had brought them out, one of them said, flee for your lives. Don't look back. And don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains, or you will be swept away. But Lot said to them, no, my lords, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have found great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, here's a town near enough to run to, and it's small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my wife will be spared. She said to him, very well. I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly because I cannot do anything until you reach it. This is why the town was called Zoar. Not sure about the reason behind that, but the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over this land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the city where Lot had lived. That's Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, now we're going to talk about Lot and his daughters. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains. for he was afraid to stay in Thor. He and his two daughters lived in a cave. One day the old daughter said to the younger one, said, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to give us children, as in the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine and then let's get our father to drink wine and then sleep with him, I guess. Because that will preserve our family line through our father." That night they got their father to drink wine, and the older daughter went in and slept with him. Oh my God, y'all. That's nasty. Was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. The next day the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I slept with my father." You see, she's kind of bragging about it. She's real proud of it. "Let's get him to drink wine again tonight. And you go in and sleep with him." My God, she's trying to get the daughter to do it now. She's trying to get her sister. That's nasty, y'all. Okay, so you go. So now the sister's telling the other sister to go in and sleep with the dad. So we can preserve our family line through our father. My God. So they got their father to drink wine again. And the younger daughter went in and slept with him. I don't know how much of this I can handle, y'all. This is kind of gross. Again, he was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. My God, I'm a vomit. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. And he is the father of the Moabites of today. The younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ami. He is the father of the... There's Genesis 19. A little hard to read that bit. It's about the sisters tag team and their father. But now we're moving on to Leviticus 19. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Each of you must respect your mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbath. I am the Lord, your God. Do not turn to idols or make metal gods for yourself. I am the Lord, your God. When you sacrifice a fellowship offering to the Lord, sacrifice it in such a way that it will be accepted on your behalf. It shall be eaten on the day you sacrifice it or on the next day. Anything left over until the third day must be burned up. If any of it is eaten on the third day, it is impure and it will not be accepted. Whoever eats it will be held responsible because they have desecrated what is the holy, or they have desecrated what is holy to the Lord. They must be cut off from their people. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not defraud or rob your neighbor. Do not hold back the wages of a hired worker overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. But fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not prevent justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great." Struggling with these words, y'all. "But judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Keep my decrees. Do not make different kinds of animals." Come on. "Do not plant your field with two kinds of seed. Do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. And if a man sleeps with a female slave who is promised to another man, but who has not been ransomed or given her freedom, there must be due punishment. They are not to be put to death, because she had not been freed. All right, yeah, I don't know. We could probably skip all the slavery stuff. It's a bit irrelevant. When you enter the land and plant any kind of fruit tree, regard its fruit as forbidden. For 3 years, you are to consider it forbidden. It must not be eaten. It must not be touched. And in the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, your harvest will be increased. I am the Lord your God. So don't eat any meat with the blood still in it, y'all. Divination or seek omens. Do not cut the hair at the sides of your head or clip off the edges of your beard. Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourself. I am the Lord. Do not degrade your daughter by making her a prostitute. Come on. Or the land will turn to prostitution and will be filled with wickedness. Observe my Sabbath and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, or you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Stand up in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. Come on, y'all. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. You hear that? Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I never lived in Egypt, y'all, but the Lord said I did. I believe him. I am the Lord your God. Do not use dishonest standards and when measuring length, weight, or quantity. Use honest scales and honest weights and honest epah and an honest hand. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Keep all my decrees and my laws and follow them. I am the Lord. Yeah, so that there's Leviticus 19. Oh, looks like I've been reading the New International Version. Usually we read the King James Version. Let's see if we got that here. By the way, y'all, this is a call-in show. It's Christian Conversations, but not much of a conversation if I'm talking to myself. Just go ahead and call in. Don't be shy. Give it a try. All right, Leviticus 19. So you see the King James Version talks about homosexuality, but I don't know what I was reading beforehand. All right, so... I don't know. Anyways, y'all, the scary thing about homosexuality is that when you describe it to someone, you know, kind of sounds fun, right? Kind of gets you excited a little bit, and that's Satan at work right there. That's the devil. Okay? The devil plants that seed of temptation deep inside of us, and it grows until we are filled with his seed. And when we stand up, it pours out of us like a fire hose. But we are cleansed. Praise God. Because sexuality, like religion, it's your decision on your own. So nobody's born gay, just like nobody's born a Christian or a Catholic or, God forbid, a Muslim. And I know that when you're discussing something as controversial as homosexuality, you really have to make sure you cover your behind, because that's the first thing they go for, y'all. Well, it looks like I still got 15 more minutes. So,